Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stocks fell this morning. There's still that concern the Federal Reserve may continue tightening until it steers the economy into a recession. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Jill Schlesinger with CBS News business analyst and author of JillOnMoney.com. What's your take on what's happening this morning?
Everyone take a deep breath.
I know. Every morning, isn't it?
I'm sorry to laugh about it, but you know what? It's just one of those things, you cannot control this, right? I mean, I want everybody to just think, I might worry about the Federal Reserve. I might worry about the markets in general, but you don't have control over it. So I got a few reminders for you. Number one, you're a long-term investor. You're not in this for this year, this month, this day. You are in this for years, hopefully decades in the future. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Jill, I'm 62. I'm going to retire in just a few years. Even if that's the case, you've probably have 3 decades of retirement that lies in front of you. So what does that mean? It means that your money's got to last you. You cannot get freaked out about this. That said, I know you've had a lot of freakouts this year, so I understand that. The other part of the equation that you bring up is, my gosh, the economy, and it's so worrisome. And, well, here's the good news. The good news, first of all, is that inflation has started to come down. It's not done. We got a ways to go. And the Federal Reserve has already raised interest rates from 0 to almost 4% right now. They're probably going to go up to 5% in early next year. But most of the bad stuff, it's going to be behind us when it comes to rate increases. And you bring up the recession word, right? And I always laugh because when I go on TV, they're like, what about the R word? Recession. And it's not a bad word. I mean, recessions are normal parts of the economic cycle. And I think what's important to remember is that the economy is slowing down already. You know, we started the year and we were averaging 500,000 jobs every month. We're finishing the year and it's going to be more like 250,000 jobs. So there's a slowdown in job creation. We started the year, as I said, at 0% interest rates. We're going to finish at probably 4.5%. So already interest rates are going up and mortgage rates are going up and housing activity is down and like things are slowing down. Do we really need an official, like it is a recession, to know that things are changing? I think 2022 is really a transitional year and we're going to look back on it and say like, wow, that was the year where we went from pandemic economy to a more normal economy. And it's not that it's pleasant, but because you can't really do so much about it, just to understand it and name it, maybe this will be enough to just sort of allow you to have some peace of mind.
Coming up on 8:55, we're talking to Jill Schlesinger, author of JillOnMoney.com and also CBS News business analyst. I really, really, I love your blog at JillOnMoney.com, but I love this one, the latest one you wrote, Year-End Money Moves 2022, just what you're talking about, the things we should be doing to get ready for 2023. And you got a good list here.
Well, I mean, this is what I do to soothe myself. When I know that there's stuff that I have to worry about for like my real life, it lets me not worry about the stuff that I can't control. So
right.
What I think the first thing we can do is sort of pay attention to taxes because we are coming up to the end of the year. And that means that there's only so much time that we have before we can actually impact our tax situation. So what should you do? The first thing, the most important thing, is to try to get a sense of where do you stand? Now, if your financial life is exactly what it was a year ago, meaning you didn't have a change in your income, you didn't have a spouse who had a kid, you didn't have something like, you didn't get some gig income. If everything is the same, say to yourself, wait, did I owe taxes last year? Did I actually have to write a check? Or did I get a big refund? And if either of those things is the case, you can adjust your withholding. But if you actually have had a real change, like the biggest change I'm hearing about is people who say to me, I'm either making more money or I got some side hustle. I got some gig income. So That means you may need to adjust your withholding. So go to the IRS.gov website, use their withholding estimator, see if there's something that you need to do. Do you need to change your withholding with your payroll department? If you're self-employed, do you need to make an estimated tax payment? These are the things you can control, gang. You're not going to control much else. This you can control.
Love seeing this list. Go to JillOnMoney.com and she'll walk you through it. Thank you so much, Jill. Appreciate your time. Have a good week.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.